Number 17 on the agenda is the records on open records requests.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, one of the things my office has been working on is an open records request that was asked for the records associated with the investigative report that was completed concerning the city's police department. One part of those records is Sergeant Hofer, in response to the complaint, submitted a response with a large number of attachments. It's pretty voluminous. Government from my office has worked his way through all of the materials from that investigative file, including Sergeant Hofer's responses. However, Sergeant Hofer attached some documents that include confidential records, which we take one step back. So the way the open records law works is that some records are open, which we don't have any discretion. If it's an open record, we give it in response to a request. Some records are confidential, which means that we cannot give them to the public as part of an open records request. Some records are exempt, which means that they aren't confidential and are not open, but they may be given depending on the discretion of the council or of the entity. And so, for instance, an example of an exempt record might be if somebody asks for a police report, but the matter is still under investigation. That's an exempt record. We don't give that record out until the investigation is over, and then we rely on the police department to make that determination, and then we give the record out. So as part of this review, included in the materials that Sergeant Hofer submitted is information related to other police officers' requests for leave or statements about certain medical items or other items that we've identified as an employment matter are exempt. Our recommendation is that the city should keep those records as exempt because it's information that is not relevant to public business, and it's part of protecting our employees. And I'll give you an example. In this material, there might be something where an officer says, I need to have leave on this day because of medical thing, right? And that medical thing is identified, which would give information, private information, about the officer who made the leave request. The fact that there was a request made for leave is public. The fact that the person was given leave is public, but that reason is, I don't think, necessary for the public to know, but it's not a decision for the lawyer to make. We think it's a decision for the council to make. So the record is exempt. We will redact the record unless the council makes a motion for those exempt records to be made public. So that's where we're at. If you do nothing, we will redact it, and we will provide the response. But if you want to make that kind of information available, someone has to make a motion to that effect, and then the council can turn that exempt record into a public record.
Any questions for the council?
I think it should stay private. If it's personal business, I don't think it should be added and made public.
I agree with Councilwoman Davis. I think that we need to protect employees of the city in that way. I think it would be inappropriate for us to act otherwise.
Do you think that also go against the public or not?
Well, the information, what I would say is the information is not specific enough to get
that far in.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's why it's exempt. It's if it was HIPAA, we would apply HIPAA to it or something else.
But this
is it's basically it's communications within the department about scheduling, and there's this inadvertent information. You know, this isn't a real example, but it'd be like, I need leave tomorrow because I need to go in and have my wisdom teeth removed, right? Well, the fact that they're disclosing that they had their wisdom teeth removed is something that we believe is a part of an exempt record. We would excise that out so that the record would just say, I need leave tomorrow because, and then there would be a black block over the reason.
I think everyone here knows that I'm all for open records. However, I do agree that I think a personal matter that a city employee is doing on their leave is not relevant to the public.
And there's one more category of exempt records. Some of the records that Sergeant Hofer has provided are police reports that originate outside of the city of Lincoln. And our view on that is that we will identify what those records are, but to the extent that they're going to be made public, we think that the law enforcement agency that originated the record should make that decision. So for instance, if there is a police report from the city of Bismarck, our intention is to redact that report, identify what it is, and then if the member of the public wants that, they can go to the city of Bismarck and get it, because we believe that that's a, I'm not sure if Sergeant Hofer got those records based on his position and under confidentiality, or whether those records would be considered open. And since they're not our records, that's the other part that we would believe that they are exempt, and our intention are to redact those as well, unless the council gives direction otherwise.
Make sense? So we do the wishes of council? Make a motion to keep it in-house and not make it public.
We have a first by Councilman Davis.
I'll second the motion.
Second from Councilman Artavia. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And so moved. And do you want to roll call for that?
Aye.
Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And then just an update then, those records should be available. I don't know how to look at them then tomorrow, but they should be available on Monday. I know some citizen that had requested kind of a status report, and that's what we were waiting for.
Perfect, thank you. Next, under new business, item 18, Chief Givens, the remainder of the COPS grant discussion.
Hello, Matthew Givens, Chief of Police. Wait till they get handed out here. I don't have a whole lot other than just to discuss the COPS grant that would have been from the, I believe, the fiscal years 2020 to 2023. And so as she's handing those out, what I'll say is after a lot of hard work from our auditor, our deputy auditor, and myself, we were able to find funds that had not been removed from the COPS grant and placed into our general fund. So we got that taken care of last month. And as you can see under number two, that would equal out to the amount of $80,026.21. So with that, those of you who aren't familiar with the COPS grant, is the COPS grant provides funding to the federal government, to law enforcement agencies to be able to bring on or hire on officers and retain them. Throughout the period that we had the grant, we were able to use equal amount of funds, both from the city as well as the funding from the grant, and so that's what the leftover amount is. With that leftover amount, what I would bring to the council today is what we would like to be doing with the remaining funds. Obviously, I would push for, we have enough money in that account right now for those funds to utilize it towards an officer that we could bring on starting right now if we, you know, had someone who was qualified and could come on. We'd have to do the hiring, go through the interview process, all of that stuff, because we don't have any candidates currently. And so using that, we would be able to have someone for the full 2025 fiscal year, completely covered both salary and benefits, as well as any other expenses, whether they have to go to a specific training or uniforms, anything like that. So the benefit of this bringing on, we are currently at 6 officers, fully staffed. And this was the discussion that we had when previously, when the COPS grant ended in 2023. Before I came on, City Council, former chief had made the decision that they would not retain those 2 additional positions, to my knowledge. And so when we had our resignations back in August and September, we chose not to fill those right away. That's when, again, thanks to the auditor and our deputy auditor, hard work, they were able to locate this money, and we worked hard to get it out of the government system to be brought into our general funds. And so with that money, we have the opportunity to, if we open it up to an additional officer, making them fully aware that this is a grant-funded position, and that if we don't get additional grant funding for the next cycle, which would be application of June of this year, of 2025, receiving the funds in about October of 2025, that that position would be done at the end of December of 2025. So I threw in there that kind of the information on what we can or what we could potentially utilize that for. The COPS grant is intended for personnel. Everything that I have read and found out so far is that these are our funds now. We can do with them as we choose. But again, the intent of the grant was to keep it for personnel, to hire on personnel for ed officers. Correct, wages and salaries. I'll open it up for discussion if you have any questions.
So you're asking to bring another person on for the year?
Correct.
Starting now until, or
yep.
As soon as you can get somebody.
Correct,
through
yes.
The end of 2025, unless you get another grant.
Correct, yep, and that's how we worded in the application as well. And that's where I'd have to work with legal to see how we would word that, because while it's grant funded, I mean, it's $80,000, but it's from a previous grant that we could hire and bring back on an officer to fill one of the positions that was vacated.
I like that idea.
Thank you.
Any questions?
So if another grant isn't approved at the end of 2025, then you'd be terminating an officer?
So, yep, and that would be, we would work again through legal and the city to see how we would drop their acceptance, their letter of acceptance, to say, you are taking this position knowing full well that if we don't get grant funding to continue this position, that it ends, your end date of city employment would be December 31st, 2025.
Chief Giddings, may we ask, what is the likelihood or your confidence in being able to obtain further grant funding for this COPS grant?
I am very confident that we will receive another grant from COPS. And I say that because our agency is situated in a really good community, and that our community size to law enforcement officers is not where it should be according to the grant. Like, they want you to have more officers. So I have no doubt in my mind that we'll apply and they will give us. It's the extent of how much. And especially since the previous grant ended in 2023. And so it'll have been one full year, almost a year and a half since our last COPS grant would have ended, to give us time to say, hey, we were able to keep an officer on with this COPS grant. What we're asking for now is additional funding to be able to keep this officer on longer.
Do we need any motions for tonight, or is this just a discussion? It's a great idea, that's for sure, and I definitely like knowing the aspect and the background of it, contract-wise, that this position is known for the acceptance date, and then the exit date is well explained so that there's no unknowns with that. Definitely helps, for sure. I like the idea.
So then you can post it as a temporary with the possibility of renewal. Is that what you're ultimately?
Yeah, so like it would be a full-time temp position, And I guess I'd have to look in our handbook to see how that would be worded or how the city would word that. But yes, full-time temp position, meaning the position is, for lack of a better word from myself, a contract. It's you're here for 1 year, starting that January 1st, or if we're able to get them on sooner, we also have money currently in our budget from resignations that we would be able to cover that individual starting. They would get someone hired tomorrow. We'd be able to get them on tomorrow. We could cover them for the remainder of this year.
So ultimately, because we are completely staffed,
correct,
within our police department, you are asking council to approve another position.
That is correct, yes.
As somebody who's worked with officers for several years at this point, how likely do you feel we are to have applicants knowing that it's potentially a very short-term employment?
I think in the law enforcement world right now, I think we're sitting in a good spot in that our community very much supports us. A lot of officers are looking for jobs, whether it be new officers starting out or senior veteran officers who are ready to go on to something a little bit different than what they're used to. I look at the applicant pool that we had for the positions that we had. I think we had 17 applications. Of those, we were able to pick out three of them. So that were qualified. And as of October 1st, our final one started, and he's going through training with myself as we speak.
If no one else has any other further discussion or questions, I'd like to make a motion that we approve to hire a seventh officer.
I'll second that one. We have a first from Councilman Artavi, a second from Councilman Prescott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And if we can do the roll call, please.
Prescott?
Yes.
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Bernstein?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, number 19 on your new business is the citizen letter to council with Ryan Glass.
Mayor, Council, after the loss of, at the time I believe it was five officers, now it's six, a letter was drafted and signed by multiple residents throughout the community asking for the resignations of Mayor Berglund and Ann Ortega based on their perception of the causes of those officer resignations. This information was gathered through social media posts and open records requests. I bring with me 92 signatures. I believe there's others in circulation that I wasn't able to obtain. I'll give them to the auditor. She can share them with you as you please. That is all. Thank you.
So next on the agenda, number 19, or 20 rather, Mountain Plains Engineering Report.
Mayor and council members, the report for this past month, we had the regular council meeting, MPO, TAC meeting, planning zoning, and board of adjustment meeting. We did not have the second regular council meeting in September. For application reviews, we had residential home application for 5770 28th Avenue Southeast. We had accessory buildings. We had three of them we've been through and approved. 15 Stanley Drive, 4640 Kendall Court, and 141 Sturgis Loop, which was an accessory building addition. Variance request. At the Board of Adjustment meeting, we had request for 70 Santee Road, which was a request for Cat Cafe. At this time, it was denied with the city to look at ways to address uses like this in similar situations. We also had a variance request for 1635 Edgewood Lane, which for adjustments denied that request for placement of 3/4-inch crushed rock in the boulevard. Other than that, no special use permit requests or commercial development. In process, Moon Ridge drainage. Attorney Rodney, I talked briefly about that earlier in the meeting. Water reservoir and water main project. No change essentially on TAN Construction's portion of the project. Preload has completed the tank work, including the painting and logo. Adele Barkey has completed all the site piping, and Burlington Electric is finishing up the controls. After they're completed, the new tank can be disinfected and they'll start filling, and that should start this next week. And then at that point, also they'll work on decommissioning and demolition of the second or east reservoir tank that the city has. So at this time, Preload is requesting a time extension due to some material delays and adding a mixer to the existing water tank. And so that bumps the substantial completion to November 27th with the final completion of December 13th. From a funding standpoint, it does not create any issues in that. And
the weather create any issues?
No, everything will be fine with what they'll be wrapping up, and I'll be kind of cleaning up the site. So,
okay.
So with that, that was kind of part of the change order that was discussed earlier, which had the mixer and extension to it. So currently, the project is under budget, about that $90,000, but we're now using about $28,000 for the mixer, so we'll be getting down a little bit more, but still within the funding that was allotted for it.
Thanks.
So if there's any questions, let me know. Otherwise, we recommend the motion to approve bid application number 7 for Preload and invoice for more engineering as presented in the package.
I'll make a motion to approve the pay application number 7 for Preload and the invoice of Moore Engineering as presented.
We have a first by Councilwoman Davis.
I'll second.
Second by Councilwoman Prasco. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And if we can get a roll call.
Aaron Stewart?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Archmavier?
Yes.
Yes.
Update on the sanitary sewer regionalization project. So we've been in contact with FEMA, and that's been an ongoing discussion for the past year or longer. But we had gone through some of their RFI questions, and they have more, want a little bit more information here and there, and it's kind of part of a revised process on how they're looking at projects. Doesn't mean there's any issues or anything, it's just the way they're addressing these. So they did kind of give us a bit of an update, and they're looking at getting through their paperwork and the things that they need to do for their reviews and internal work on the grant administration, to where they're expecting to award it by the end of this year. So we've been kind of in limbo and waiting to hear something updated on that. So we're just continuing to work through with them. There's no new updates with the city of Bismarck. They've been just kind of working through their updates. to their industrial waste treatment program. They should be closer on that, and I'll coordinate with them, make sure we're up to date on it, make sure we have the correct information as we move forward with them. As Attorney Rodney had mentioned, we're working through the easements with the landowners at this point, and we'll continue to do that. SEH is working on some of the floodplain and Corps of Engineers permitting, and that also would include some of the work that has to go through FEMA as well for approval of some of the work that's going to be crossing the floodplains. And currently the plans are at the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality for review. They've been there for a while now. We didn't get an update this week, but they've started the review on it and didn't give us a completion date, but did say they are working on that. So, any questions on the project?
Not now. Thank you, Greg.
That is what I have to report. Anything else?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we will carry on with portfolios and Councilman Davis.
Tammy attended the NDLC annual conference in Grand Forks, the 18th through the 20th. Tammy has also been out sick, so she has returned for a half day yesterday and almost back to normal as of today. So give her a little break as she's coming back into the office. Kim is our new employee. She has been learning a lot and picking up very quickly. We're lucky to have another person with the admin assisting, as it is definitely needed, and we appreciate the office. That's all I have.
All right. And next up is Councilman Kraska. Tree Board is working on trying to do some dream projects for the city, working on some three really big projects. I don't want to talk about them yet because we don't know what's really happening with them, but hopefully it will be something that the whole town will like, and I'm still trying to figure out how to do this whole city level thing.
Perfect.
Give it up, Matt.
Councilman Artaudio.
Well, I think we just heard the news that we were approved for another seventh position for our officers in Lincoln, and that's good news. And as he said, we are fully staffed, and hopefully now we'll get another officer. And so we are sitting well in the Lincoln Police Department. I'm very happy and pleased with our chief of police. He's doing a fabulous job, and our officers are wonderful. Please call and feel free to call them with any questions or concerns that you may have.
Thank you. And Councilman Bjornstedt.
Public Works has been continuing to work on replacing some of the street signs that need to be replaced or moved around, mowing and taking care of weeds around the lagoon, trimming trees for the clearance for the plows for this winter. A new employee, Dustin, started here just recently, so hopefully he can help manage some of the workload. We had a community picnic or the barbecue at the shop here last weekend, and it was going well. Everybody had a good time. We are going to have a fall cleanup, and it's going to be on October 12th. It's going to be the same routine that it's been the past several years at the Public Works building here, where you can just drive through and they'll work on getting the roll-offs loaded up. Timing on that will be 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the fall. The last thing to mention, I had brought up previously that we're going to look at sealing and possibly mask it with the roads to take our cracks. After more discussions, it seems like next spring would be better rather than doing it in the fall. Just the way that the cracks are expanding and contracting, it does better. The Public Works Director and the engineer conversations, and they spoke with a company called Mid-States that does a lot of the mastic work. And they actually had the recommendation to focus on the north side of town where the streets are in a bit better shape to take care of the mastic there and ensure that they don't deteriorate, and then deal with some of the deteriorating roads on the south side of town that are going to have to be replaced or have more expensive work before looking at doing the massive on those. So we're going to have quite a few more discussions and figuring out the timeline on this stuff and then bidding processes we have to pay for it and everything. So just an update on that.
Thank you. And then under my portfolio, I too attended the conference, League of Cities and the Main Street Summit in Watford City. Some great information. A lot of smaller communities, same issues, same concerns that we're going through looking at funding, but doing some amazing things. We do still have two openings on Board of Adjustments. And so if we do have some community interest in that, there are applications sitting back behind at the table. In your packet, there is an agreement for professional services that is through Mountain Plains as a city engineer. And what I will need is approval by council prior to me signing the contract. And then here it outlines basically acting as we have historically and continuing on.
Sorry, I'm waiting for you, Dylan.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second. First from Councilman Davis, second from Councilman Prasco. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And so moved. If we can get a roll call vote on that.
Ms. Prasco?
Yes.
Park Olivia?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yes.
Also part of your packet is citizen interest forms for the Lincoln Tree Board. They are for Karen Daly and Brian Daly. I did go to the Tree Board meeting the other day on Tuesday just to make sure that they were aware of the two individuals wishing to be part of the process. So
there's still one.
There is one more.
I'm filling it as a liaison. Five people.
No, I just meant these
no,
two.
I mean,
people.
There's one more opening on Tree Board, just so everybody knows. If somebody wants to come on to Tree Board, there's still one more opening with these two.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry.
Do we need a motion then? Yes, just because
I would motion to add Karen and Brian Daly onto the Tree Board.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a first from Councilwoman Prasco, second from Councilman Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, just to give you an idea of what I've been working on, the zip code designation. I've been in contact right now. The Bismarck representative has moved this up for approval. We're very beginning stages, of course, but it is back on the table, and give you updates as that goes on. The engineer and I have been invited to go to Horace to take a look at their Main Street activities and how they have grown from that bedroom community onto a self-sustaining. So that'll be a wonderful conversation with their engineer and some of the council members also, and scheduled for closer to the end of the month is meeting with Bismarck Public Schools, the superintendent, and then the operations to discuss a possible second school location within the city of Lincoln. So
like elementary?
Very, very beginning stages, that's got to be discussions with them. So awesome. I don't want to say one or the other because okay. I don't know anybody else.
Okay.
So that's on mine. Okay. directorship.
Mayor, Councilman.
So I just got one more thing to add, I forgot to put on my thing there. I did talk with Michael from Moore, and we were talking about filling and disinfecting the new tower. When we do that, we have to shut the town off from the towers. So when I find out exactly when we will be doing that, I told him we'll need a couple days to a week notice so we can put it out to let everybody know when we will be doing that. So when I know, we will be posting it that day to let everybody know when.
You'll put it off around town again too with the
tires?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Not everybody's on social media and not, so I just want to make sure.
Posting it too online, I think, for the office, I think that would be great as well.
Yeah.
One question, Director. Timeframe wise, how do you have a timeframe on how long it would be shut off for?
I'm not sure. It'll probably just be for the day, if even that, so.
Okay.
It shouldn't be any longer than that, I don't think, so.
Just for clarification, during this time, it's not that people's water will be completely shut off.
No.
It's just there's going to be low pressure, basically.
It won't even be that. The whole town will be ran off, the pumps again, they'll have probably more pressure than they've ever had, so. So they'll probably have the same pressure when the pumps kick on.
Okay, so most likely people won't even notice, but.
They won't even notice it unless.
They'll have to be announced.
They've had low pressure and now they're going to have more, so.
They're going to say shut it off again, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Yep.
Next on the agenda is the auditor report.
I just have a couple things. I just threw in your packet from the North Dakota Media City. Maybe you don't get their books for their information, but there was just something in there for the open record and meeting laws that I thought had good information. And then what's expected as far as like the minutes and stuff like that. And then my only other thing is, again, just a reminder that after meetings, there can't be any more city business discussed. Once the meeting has been adjourned, city business quits. I mean, I don't care if you guys talk about what you did today or whatever, but it can't be any more city business once it's adjourned.
All right. Well, if there's no further business to be discussed, we are in adjournment at 8:10 p.m.
I think so.